This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning everyone. Shalom Aleichem. I would like to share with you some ideas on the parsha. By the way, just as by way of introduction, last week we spoke out the Abarbanel about the function of world religions was to pave the way to make the Golos more possible and more viable for the Jewish people. I had mentioned I'm looking for a Rambam, but let me clarify which Rambam I'm looking for. Many have shared with me that the Rambam says that the purpose of the world religions is so that when the Mashiach comes, the Mashiach will not have to educate from scratch, but merely will flip over the beliefs of the nations of the world who basically believe in one God and believe in the concept of Messiah, but they have it distorted and the Mashiach will just be Mahapech. I'm familiar with that Rambam. That Rambam is in Hilchos Melachim. I had seen many years ago another idea, namely that the function of the world religions was so that the basic tenets of Judaism would be spread to the world, because wherever world religions have spread, wherever the Jews were and there were world religions, those nations are civilized. Wherever the Jewish people were not and there are no world religions, those people are, till today, still barbarians. So, but that's the source that I'm looking for. Okay, in this segment I would like to discuss the Nasi of Shevet Yehuda, none other than Nachshon ben Aminadav, Lamate Yehuda. You know, we don't really hear from him. We hear from him now in Bamidbar, in the first encampment, and after that we don't hear from him. And the reason is, Seder Olam Rabba says, Nachshon ben Aminadav died in the second year that the Jewish people left Mitzrayim. The Vilna Gaon in his commentary to Seder Olam writes, Nachshon ben Aminadav meis b'shana ashniya, ki loy hizgir oisai ela b'masa rishayna, u'b'masa shniya loy huzgar. But rather he died, the Gra says, b'kivrois hata'ava, because he is from the Kitsinim Shebemachene. Interestingly, Rashi brings in Parshas V'Haloischa, the Sifri and Siman Pei Daled, on the Pasuk B'Ktzei HaMachene, the Pasuk says, V'yihi ha'am k'mesoininim, Rab, Oznei Hashem, V'yishma Hashem, V'yichar apoy, V'ativar bam ish Hashem, V'atoichal B'Ktzei HaMachene. What does it mean, B'Ktzei HaMachene? Rashi brings him, Shem B'Menasi, Omer, B'Ktzinim Shabahem, U'V'Gedoylam. So it means Nachshon ben Aminadav was from the Kitsinim Shebemachne that died by Kivrei Satava. He was from the Mesoininim. So it's interesting that, again, we're mentioning that Nachshon ben Aminadav is not heard from after the first encampment, and after that he's not heard from again. The Gra, in his commentary to Seder Olam Rabba, says that Nachshon ben Aminadav passed away among the Mesoininim. He is from the Kitsine HaMachane. The Sefer Oitzer Plois HaTorah brings from Reb Tzadok HaKohen of Lublin, who also writes the same thing, but he writes in a very dramatic fashion. He says, Kibalti mimisha nigla loy besoid Hashem lireyav. I have a tradition from someone who it was revealed to him the secrets of God, that in Kivrois HaTava, Nachshon ben Aminadav died. And this is what it means, Maka Rabba, referring to Nachshon ben Aminadav. And Reb Tzadok HaKohen says, well, the reason why Nachshon ben Aminadav wanted to eat meat was in order to eat basar on Shabbos, to be mekayim v'karasa l'Shabbos oinig. But it is a worthy observation, namely that after this parsha, we do not encounter Nachshon ben Aminadav, and the reason is, the Gra says, and Reb Tzadok HaKohen says, Nachshon ben Aminadav died b'Ktzei HaMachane in the sin of the Mesoininim. Okay, I want to share with you one more idea.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.